Hey, this is Becca, and we're celebrating a brand new Smashing Pumpkins album. It's called Seer. It is out now. It's the 11th album, and there's a lot going on when it comes to Smashing Pumpkins, especially after the reunion, which we had recently, just a few years ago. We've got Billy Corgan on Zoom out of Chicago. How are you?
Well, it's getting warm where you are, and it's getting cold where I am, so I don't know how good it can be.
Well, it's good for us. Lockdowns are starting to get loosened, and in fact, we can pretty much do anything over here at the moment, but you're heading into another lockdown by the sound of it. I'm guessing there'll be more music on the way, because that's all you can do right now.
Yeah, we're locked up in recording 46 songs as we speak, so we're trying to take advantage of the lockdown, but yeah, it's not a good vibe over here.
So I knew you're working on something after Seer. You're looking at this I guess a sequel to Melancholy, and is this all part of that?
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
Not totally. But yeah, everything's been written this year, so all 46 are from this year.
Is it one of those things where when you're in a good zone creatively, pumping out this many songs is actually kind of effortless? Is that the go?
No, it's actually a lot of work. It's just as much work as it's always been. I just feel like with a band like us, music's always been our way of sort of correcting the record. People kind of get their mindset that we're a certain type of band, or we operate a certain way, or they think the band's dead or whatever. It's always been our way of saying, no, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. My father told me when I was very young, learn how to write songs. And that was one of the great pieces of advice I ever got. And styles come and go. Bands have their moment and don't. But songs have a way of transcending time. And so that's what I've always leaned back on. And I worked really hard on these songs because I think that's the thing that sort of separates us from the next guy. You know, everybody can have a moment, but everybody can pump out an album of high quality songs. And so same thing, you know, that's what we're kind of standing on. And that's where we want to be. I think that's where we've always wanted to be, is just about the music.
Now, you've had a lot to do with Australia over the years. You dated one of our favorite daughters, one of the Girls from the Veronicas. And you also have been a huge fan of Aussie music over the years as well. Tell us about Midnight Oil when you saw them.
Real quick on Midnight Oil, I saw them twice back in the day. Probably one of the greatest live bands I ever saw. Is Peter Garrett still your health minister or ecological minister or something, right?
He was. He's back in the band though. He retired from politics. He survived. He survived politics, and he's back with the band. And they've got a new album, a full length album next year. But they put out a sort of an EP this year as well.
So. I got to get on that. They're a great band. I've seen Midnight Theater here in Chicago, the Metro, where we used to play a lot. It was the second time I've seen Midnight Oil, and they were kind of blowing up on MTV and all that stuff. And they were so loud that the plaster from the ceiling fell, you know, and fell on Peter's head. And he kind of looked up like, "Fuck yeah," you know, like. Like, this is rock and roll. Like literally, we're shaking the building apart. So I'll never forget that. Great, great, great band. Literally one of the best bands I've ever seen live. What an incredible band.
And you're also working on a bunch of new songs for the sequel to Melancholy. I mean, this is pretty huge. You've got about 40 songs in the works. Is it going to be a sequel? Is that what you're aiming for?
Melancholy was written as a musical, although I didn't talk about it much at the time.
Yeah.
And then Machina was a musical, although I sort of talked about it at the time. So this would be like the third part of the trilogy.
Gotcha.
What starts with the Zero character on Melancholy and goes to the Glass character on Machina, this would be the third incarnation of the character and sort of the end of the story. And so we're recording that right now as we speak. We got 33 songs for the record, and it's like a three-act play, and the idea is to one day stage it as a full production. So yeah, it's pretty full on. And it's everything that you would expect from us as far as like power and dynamics and insanity.
Would you call it a rock opera?
I think people are less allergic to the idea. My whole thing is I just want a reason to stage more like how Roger Waters did with The Wall. Mm. I want to be able to stage a bigger show with a theme.
Is there some hope that you're going to come over here in 2021?
I'm happy to get on a boat down there. Somebody's got to book us.
I'll call some people.
Please do, yeah. I mean, I've complained publicly that nobody will book us down there. We've tried to come many times.
Interesting time. It's new music coming out. You got the new AC/DC album. Foo Fighters have got an album coming out. Do you listen to music while you're recording your own stuff, or do you kind of isolate yourself a bit?
No, I go into musical lockdown. I can't listen to anything. I know something about it drives me insane. Maybe because I'm listening to music for 10, 12 hours a day. So by the time I get home, the last thing I'm going to do is fire something up.
You almost want silence, I'm guessing.
Silence is good when you're dealing with a guitar army.
With the album, it is certainly more synth-based, and the guitars have been sort of pulled back a little bit. Is that sort of progression for the band?
No, I think we just wanted to make a contemporary record. Mm. And so we just made whatever choices we thought we'd do that. You know, you work at a radio station. I've handed in plenty of rock and roll songs in the last few years, and they just don't get played.
Yeah.
Play my old songs. I can't speak for where you're sitting, but they'll play my old songs, but they won't play my new songs with guitar. So at some point, I just look around and say, well, I want to make more modern music. I still like to get played on the radio. I still can write a good song. And amazingly, we made a record now where it's getting played on the radio. So I guess I made the right decision in terms of that. And but it's not, you know, we're not against the guitar. I mean, we've made lots of music, and this is what we just wanted to do for right now.
No,
people seem to be it's fine by us, because, you know, our history has always been kind of a mixture of goth, electronica, and guitar. So we're just heavy on one side of the street, but we're making a new record right now, which is totally loaded up with guitar. So it's not like a trend or anything.
You got a bit of a soft spot for Australian music.
I've obviously been there enough and you know, even dated someone from your world. You guys like your rock and roll straight, like a shot of adrenaline. So when bands come out of there from your world and they get it right, they have that thing in the band. It's kind of shocking. It's similar to Detroit rock and roll. If you know, like Ted Nugent, Bob Seger, the Stooges, there's kind of a straightness in the rock and roll. Australian rock and roll, Rose Tattoo is another example. It's like something about the straightness in the rock and roll. So when it hits, it's like a shot of adrenaline.
We're all very proud of bands like, you know, AC/DC and the Oils and Rose Tattoo.
No, you should be, because the legacy of Australian music is just growing, and that's the thing. When I was a kid, it was like, oh, they're from Australia, where's that? You know, somebody had a point on a map. But yeah, I mean, really, the last few years, you guys have really asserted yourself. It's fantastic. Because this is what I keep saying to people in the West, you know, we're so used to being about America or the UK. But when the world really comes online, when world culture, world music comes online, it's really going to change the pop charts. And so we're right on the edge of that.
You're right, because gone are the days of, you know, going down to the record store and importing your own.
Hey, man, I'm a whore. Click, buy, steal, just listen.
Well, Billy, great to catch up. It's always a good chat with you, and you're in a great zone. And best of luck for the album, See It. It's out now.
Cheers. Talk to you soon.